Coming to you live from the Retroist Vault, Retro Radio Memories is on the air.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us once again for Retro Radio Memories. I really thought that the projectionist would be joining us this week, but sadly, real life stepped in and forced him to be elsewhere. So, for this week, I picked an episode of the true crime old-time radio series called Gangbusters. Our offering today is entitled Case of the Chicago Tunnel Gang. Gangbusters got its start on July 20th, 1935, as G-Men on the NBC radio network. It jumped to CBS on January 15th, 1936, before jumping to the Blue Radio Network in 1940 and returning to CBS again in 1949. It ended its long run on the Mutual Broadcasting System starting in 1955, and it lasted only until 1957. But overall, Gangbusters ran for a total of 21 years. The show, which was produced and directed by Philip H. Lords, took actual FBI cases and dramatized them, given cooperation by none other than Bureau Director J. Edgar Hoover. He had one stipulation, and that was that the series could only use cases that had been closed. It was popular enough to coin the phrase, "came on like gangbusters," as well as achieving a short-lived TV series and even a comic book from DC Comics, one that ran for 67 issues. Our episode today is a prime example of why the old adage of honor among thieves isn't quite true. So join us on Retro Radio Memories as we investigate the case of the Chicago Tunnel Gang.
And now, Gangbusters! Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. The only national program that brings you authentic police case histories. Gangbusters has asked Lieutenant Thomas J. McGrath, retired of the Chicago Police Department, to narrate by proxy tonight's case.
Thank you, Don Gardner. But first, I'd like to mention that one of your Gangbusters listeners, a Missouri sheriff, just last Sunday apprehended a murder suspect from Ohio whose description he had first heard on Gangbusters. I think that the sheriff and Gangbusters deserve a lot of credit for this latest assist to law enforcement.
Well, thank you, Lieutenant McGrath. As a matter of fact, we hope to have the sheriff himself tell the story of this capture to our Gangbusters listeners on a later program. But now, how about tonight's case?
Well, Don, this case had its beginnings in the city of Chicago just about a year ago on a cold, windy morning. Inside the candy store she ran, Bella Mama, as she was known, straightened the magazines left poured over by the kids who dropped in on the way to school to spend their nickels playing her punch boards. She heard a bell on the front door tinkle and looked up to see a slightly built, red-haired man come in out of the cold.
Hello, Bella Mama.
Oh. Lean out.
If you expect warm, go to Florida.
It's coming. Don't worry, it's coming. You got a scratch sheet yet?
You know 11 o'clock comes the scratch sheets. Hey, I just ran out of the magazines. Keep your hands off, huh?
Okay. Got to do something waiting for Nick.
Nick's here in the back.
He told me he's going to get a haircut.
He's getting a haircut in the back.
You're kidding.
In Joliet, they teach Harry the trade to be a barber. So Nick lets him practice and saves a few cents.
Yeah. Don't make any difference. Let Harry butcher him. Save a few cents. That's important, huh?
Sure, it's important.
Yeah, I know. In back, huh?
I just tell you, no?
Yeah, bring me a scratch sheet when I get here, will you, Bella Mama?
I bring.
Hello, Nick.
Come in, Red. Hold your head still, will you, Nick?
Yeah, true, Harry. I'm getting nervous.
Okay. You're next, Red.
No, thanks.
What's the matter? I'm doing a beautiful job on Nick.
Just get through and keep the hair from running down the back of my neck.
So you'll take a bath.
Be careful about them baths, Nick. They run up the water bills.
You got some objection to saving money?
I make big, I spend big. A 10-cent tip to a barber? I think nothing about it.
Okay, you don't have to get wise. Is everything sent?
Said as it'll ever be.
Okay. I want a clean job.
Hold still, Nick.
Yeah. Well, spell it, Red. The works.
It's an easy mark, Nick. 15 or 20,000. No less.
How much?
Cut the hair.
Okay, but after that haul, I'll throw the scissors right down the sewer.
Let's have it, Red.
The money wagon gets there about 11 o'clock in the morning. Maybe a few minutes sooner, a few minutes later.
And the burglar alarm?
2 cashier's cages. Foot button in each of them.
Foot button? Hey, that's not good.
Cut the hair, will you?
A guy can't even have an opinion around here.
What about the gift shop next door?
Yeah. That's the ticket, all right, Nick. It's a one-man outfit. The guy opens up for business about 9 in the morning.
Okay. We do it that way. Will we have any trouble getting in the gift shop?
None that I can see, Nick. There's a window in the alley. 2 minutes with a jimmy, and we're inside.
Hey, what's the gift shop got to do with this? We're taking the check, cash, and outfit. What do we want with the gift shop?
Finish the haircut, will you?
Tell me what the gift shop has got to do with it, and I'll finish the haircut. You think that's the only thing I got to do with this is cut your hair? You know, I got a stake in this thing, too, you know.
We got a burglar alarm to worry about. We can't walk into the joint and heist it just like that. One of those cashiers will step on the button.
Well, what do you need the gift shop for?
You tell him, Red.
Tell him yourself.
Well, somebody tell me.
Look, we break in the gift shop the night before.
So?
We go to work on the wall.
What wall?
What wall do you think? The wall between the gift shop and the check cashing joint.
Oh.
We cut it down to a thin layer of plaster. The truck delivers the money bags, the truck goes. We take a sledgehammer, knock out the plaster, and we're in the joint.
What's the matter? Walking in the front door is too simple for us? We gotta make it a big production?
Look, we knock out the wall, we're in back of the cashier's cage. We can see that they don't put their foot on the button. We make a cleaner getaway.
Well, I don't know. Hey, what about the guy that runs the gift shop? What's he going to do? He's going to stand around and help us?
We'll take care of him.
Yeah, and his customers. Who's going to take care of them?
There won't be any customers.
No, the shades will be down. There'll be a nice sign. Closed on account of death in the family.
Nick.
What?
It's after 9. It's 9:05.
Okay, it's 9:05. Just keep your head down.
When is he coming?
What do you think? He's a railroad conductor? He can be 5 minutes late. He owns the store.
Yeah, and for just that reason, he ain't going to like the hole we cut in his wall.
Shut up, will you, Harry? Come here, Red.
And what is it?
Yeah, sure, we're down to the last layer of plaster.
Don't worry about it. One good wallop with a sledgehammer, we're through. They think it's men from Mars.
Mars? If this is Mars,
huh? There's a guy.
Okay. We jump him as soon as he gets inside.
Shut it off.
Shut it.
Listen.
Come here, you.
He said come here.
Don't shoot.
Please don't shoot.
No, we won't shoot.
That
was neat, Nick. Neat. Shut up on the names. Try to come
back and get him tied. Yeah, come on, Red.
Go on, do it yourself. He won't give you any trouble.
He's heavy.
Do it yourself, will you? We gotta work this thing out.
All right. Come on, you jerk.
Gotta get the sign up.
Okay, right away.
Wait a minute.
What? The money truck pulls up at 11 o'clock.
About then, yeah.
You go outside and wait for it.
It's almost 2 hours.
Go outside and wait in the street. And give me the high sign when the money truck pulls away.
Okay, boss.
Going no place.
Okay, grab one of them sledges.
All right, I got mine. Now stand back.
Hey, get easy, will you? Get on that side.
Here, you mean?
Yeah, there. You all set, Red?
I'm set.
Okay. Now, when I give the word, both of you knock out the wall. I'll jump through with the gun, and you come right after me.
Yeah, yeah, come on. Come on, give the word.
Get set, Harry.
I'm set.
Okay, knock it through.
There she goes.
I'm coming through.
You bet your boy.
Okay, Ollie, move to the back.
Go on, move.
Come on, come on. All right, in the closet. All of you.
Get in there, will you?
Go on, you.
Shut it. All right, lock it.
Yeah.
You got the dough?
Yeah, come on.
Come on, let's go.
Well, what does it come to, Nick?
Let me add it, will you, Red? 14,332 and some change.
Who needs a change? Come on, cut it up.
Why don't you wait for Harry to get back from dumping the car?
He'll get his. You take it and you cut it three ways.
Just a second.
Where are you going?
Just a second. Fella Mama.
Yeah, Nick?
Come here a minute, will you?
Sure, Nick. What's the matter?
Come in, come in.
What's the idea, Nick?
Fella Mama, how'd you like to make a thirsty note?
This is a real money?
What do you think it is, jelly beans? Listen, Bella Mama, when Harry gets back here, tell him things got awfully hot. A couple of cops were around.
Uh-huh.
Red and me, we flew to the hotel. And that he should wait until tomorrow morning and give me a ring on the telephone. Okay?
Why, Nick?
You want your C-note?
Sure.
Then never mind why. Give her 100, Red.
Okay. 20, 40.
You 60. Take the 100 and tell Harry, huh?
80.
Okay, Nick, if you say.
100.
Hey,
20, 40.
Go on, Bella Mama. Get out front.
Sure. You want a spot sheet, Red?
Yeah, bring one in, will you?
He ain't got time for horses today. Go on, Bella Mama.
Yeah, I'm going.
What's the pitch, Nick?
Well, Harry's good for cutting hair, but he wouldn't know what to do with this kind of dough.
He worked, didn't he? He's got his slice coming.
Don't $7,000 sound better to you than $4,500?
A little better. Harry won't be so pleased.
Well, style him along. I got another job just like this one. It's all set. We could use his help. Then, the kiss off.
Look, you do this to Harry, maybe you got me in mind.
Now, Red.
Don't give me that now, Red business. I know how you are with a buck. We'll cut it half in two right now.
There's plenty of time.
We'll cut it half in two right now.
Okay, if you want it that way.
Yeah, I want it that way. What happens about Harry when he wises up?
What's the matter? You don't think there's enough water in the lake?
Oh. Yeah, I guess there's plenty.
But we need him on the other job, so we storm. Okay, Ben?
Yeah, okay. Come on. Let's split it half in two.
So, Don, within an hour after this sensational robbery, the ringleaders were already planning to dispose of the weakest member of the gang and share the money between themselves. But what criminals consider a weak link often proves the strongest wedge for investigating authorities. Now back to Gangbusters. Lieutenant McGrath, you were telling us that a gang of bandits led by Nick Lococo held up a Chicago currency exchange and robbed it of a large sum of money.
That's right, Don. And the first move of the police was to thoroughly question the witnesses in the case for information that might lead to an identification of these men. The next morning, Captain Rogers and the Chicago detectives went to the hospital where the gift shop proprietor was taken for treatment as a result of the blow on the head he'd received. While the victim rested, Captain Rogers sat alongside his bed, attempting to get facts that would be valuable in the investigation.
Now, Mr. Klein, how much of a look did you get at these men?
Well, not much at all. I'm afraid they hit me almost as soon as I walked into the store.
Would you be able to recognize any of them if you saw them again?
Well, the one that dragged me back, I don't think I recognized his face, but when he was pulling me, I did notice something.
Oh? What?
Well, he thought I was unconscious, and I wanted him to think I was, so he wouldn't hit me again. But when he was dragging me, I noticed he had a tattoo on his arm.
Huh? Well, which arm?
Let's see now. He's pulling me backwards. He had... Yes, it was the right arm, between the wrist and the elbow.
Do you remember what kind of a tattoo it was, Mr. Klein?
It was a girl, I think. A bathing beauty.
You sure of that?
Well, I'm pretty sure, Kenny.
Well, I think this will be a lot of help to us, Mr. Klein. If anything turns up, we'll be in touch with you. Hello, Bella Mama.
Oh. Hello, Harry. Say, it's not safe here.
Look, I don't care what's safe anymore. I'm trying to locate Nick.
Well, I didn't see him since yesterday, not since the cops was around. You didn't call him at the hotel?
Yeah, I called him, but he ain't there. I gotta get in touch with him. He's got something of mine.
You know, Harry, I like to help you, but I don't know nothing.
Okay. Give me a change for a quarter. I'll try to call him again.
Sure.
You, ain't seen Red either, huh?
No, neither of them. Listen, Harry, the cops was here. You'll get in trouble.
Give me the change.
Sure.
I'll try him once more. How do you like that? I'll get it.
Okay, Harry.
Hello, Bella Mamas.
Let me talk to Bella Mamas.
Is this Nick?
Harry?
Yeah, it's Harry.
I've been trying to reach you all over.
What do you think I've been trying to do? I want my dough.
Red and me, we had to fly. We think we're hot. We spent last night in Kankakee.
And you had to leave me. Well, listen, I need the dough. Where can I meet you?
We decided to pull another job tomorrow in Cedar Grove. We'll pick you up tonight. You know where.
Yeah, I know where, but what about now? I want my end.
You'll get it, you'll get it. We take what we get tomorrow, we add it together and split up the whole business.
But I need it now.
Be there tonight, we'll talk about it.
What's to talk about?
You be there.
Come on, Nick. Let's start splitting up the dough right now. This is the second
Listen,
job.
Listen, Harry, right now we got more to think about than splitting up. There's a million cops in the neighborhood. Traffic's pretty bad, eh, Red?
It ain't good.
Well, look, this is the second job I broke my back over, and I ain't seen a dollar yet.
Pull over, Red, quick.
Yeah?
What's the matter?
Listen, Harry, the traffic's heavy. Three guys in the car looks fair. Now, go on. You take the street car to Bella Mama's out court.
Now, wait.
Go on, make it snappy, will you? Every cop in town is headed this way.
Okay, give me the score. I'll take it to Bella Mama's.
Get going, will you? We can't stand here.
Nick,
go on. I'll phone you in an hour.
Okay, but be sure you do.
We'll phone him, all right, Red. He'll never want to talk on the phone again.
Cashier made an identification, the guy with the tattoo.
Oh?
Yep. She nailed one picture immediately, Harry Wagner. This one.
Ah, good. Good work, Sergeant. Have you got a line on his present whereabouts?
Now, the records show his last address to...
Oh, I'll be right with you, Sergeant. Captain Rogers. Oh? Where? Cedar Grove? Cedar Grove. Okay, we'll get going out there. See you. Come on, Sergeant.
What's up?
Another currency exchange stick-up. Same tunnel game. Let's get out there.
I'm right with you.
Is this Bella Mama's?
Yeah, is that you, Nick?
Yeah, it's me, Harry.
Where are you anyway?
Never mind where we are.
Well, listen, where can I meet you? I want my end.
What end?
What end do you think, the dough from those two chumps? Hey, what's going on?
That's too much money for you, Harry.
Now, listen, Nick, I got a right to my cut.
I'll give you a right to something else. Now get your things together and get out of town.
Out of town?
Yeah, and the farther the better for you.
Please, Nick, give me some of it. I got it right.
Didn't you just hear me tell you to blow town?
I don't leave without my cut.
Okay, Harry. I'll send a couple of guys over to see you.
What for?
What for do you think? You're going to get pushed.
No, Nick, don't send no guys. I'll get out. Just give me a chance to go home and get my stuff together.
I'll give you nothing. Well, Red, you like the way I handle it?
Not too well, no.
You think you could have done better?
You got his cut, why scare him to death? He might want another free haircut sometime.
The more he's scared, the faster he's out of town.
Nick, you're a wonder. With Harry. But just think twice before you try something like that on me.
Open up, Harry! Open up!
Let's push the door in, Sergeant.
Looks like that's the only way we'll get in. He's got it bolted on the inside.
All right, together. All right, once more.
Give it.
Again. Okay, Harry, don't...
Must be around someplace.
Hey, the closet. Watch him now. Okay, Harry. Come out of that closet. Come out of there or we'll shoot through the door. Come on.
Now, listen, guys.
Let go, guys, please. I'll get out of town. Tell Nick you can keep my cut. I'll get out of
town.
No, look. Tell Nick I don't want to get pushed. I'll get out. He can have... He can have my end.
Your end of what, Harry? The tunnel jobs?
You... Who are you guys? He didn't send you, did he? You're law.
Yeah, Harry. We're law. What were you saying about Nick?
Nick? Nick, I don't know any such guy, Nick.
Well, you don't, huh? Well, come on, let's go downtown. We'll see how much you do know.
Red. Ron.
Sit down, Red.
Thanks. Are you buying the drinks?
You got plenty of dough.
So have you.
Listen, for the last time, don't make any more cracks about me being tight with a dollar.
Okay, okay, forget it.
You hear anything from Harry?
No. And you?
He must have left town, okay.
So that's him.
Look, Red, I got another guy lined up and another job, prettier than the last two.
What do we do with the other guy after job? Dump him like Harry?
Maybe.
Or is it me this time?
Now, Red.
Just watch your step, Nick. Harry and me are entirely different guys. In more ways than one. Hey, bartender, over here.
Well, Captain, I'd say Harry don't know any more than he's told us.
Nothing doing on that hotel address he gave for Nick, huh?
Nope. Nick checked out 3 days ago.
And Red?
Him, too.
Well, I guess Bella Mama's candy store is the only bet, huh?
But it's a good bet.
Okay. Keep a setup on the place. One of them's bound to show up there sooner or later, from force of habit, if nothing else. When one shows up, he'll lead us to the other.
Now back to Gangbusters.
Oh, Red. Oh, Red, you don't like Bella Mama no more.
I love you, Bella Mama. I love you like a mother.
But I don't see you no more.
Eh, you know how things are. Got a fast-moving business.
Mm-hmm. How's Nick?
Oh, he's fine, fine. The richer he gets, the more worried he gets about breaking a dollar.
And, Harry?
Well, don't see Harry much anymore. Mm-hmm. Hey, get a racing form?
Sure, Red. Help yourself over there.
Goodbye. Here's a couple of good ones for tomorrow.
Bella Mama, don't play the horses.
That's the only thing I don't like about you. You remind me too much of Nick. Keep the change. Hey, Nick.
Yeah?
What's out in Willamette?
The job, Brad. What do you think?
You sure nothing else?
What do you mean?
I just want to tell you. I got about 20 bucks in my pocket. And that's all.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Plenty. Because I got an idea you're going to get me out there and pull a gun.
Now, Red.
Don't now, Red, me. You don't think I'm dope enough to cart around at 10 grand with me, do you?
I told you, this is a job tonight.
Okay, partner. This is a job tonight.
Take the other bridge, Red.
Huh?
What's the matter?
I think we're being dog.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's sedan in back. The two guys.
Cops, you think?
Hold on, we'll find out.
They're staying with us.
That's so?
Give them more, Red.
An awful lot of traffic.
Here they come. It's cops, all right.
Hold on, I'm going to take the turn.
Watch it, Red. They're going to crowd us.
Let's go.
Go on, hurry.
Police officer, stay where you are.
Come on.
Oh. Okay, copper.
Okay, don't need everybody to move.
What's the idea?
Take them down, Sergeant.
Yep.
You, keep your hands up.
All right.
That's more like it, Nick.
Nothing on him, Captain, except that racing sheet from Bella Mama's.
Okay. Go on. Walk over to the sidewalk.
Go on. Walk, he said.
And that, Don, was the end of this notorious gang of tunnel bandits. The ringleaders are now serving maximum terms of 40 years each in the Illinois State Penitentiary at Statesville.
Well, thank you, Lieutenant Thomas J. McGrath, for this most enlightening case history. And Gangbusters, congratulations to all the members of the Chicago Police Department who participated in the investigation leading to the arrest and conviction of these dangerous criminals. Tonight's case was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by Ted Corday, with Ted DeCorsia and Frank Reddick in leading roles. Don Gardner speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.
Friends, I wish they hadn't edited out all the vintage commercials with that particular offering. And was it me, or did that all get wrapped up really quickly? By the way, I found an interesting newspaper clipping from the Chicago Tribune dated October 3rd, 1952. It reads, "Tunnel gang member guilty gets 10 to 25 years. Harry T. Wagner, 53, member of the Tunnel Gang, was found guilty of robbery in a bench trial before Judge William J. Lindsay in criminal court yesterday and was sentenced to 10 to 25 years in the penitentiary. Wagner was convicted of the robbery of the currency exchange at 2406 West 47th Street in 1947. He previously had been found guilty and sentenced to 40 to 50 years for the burglary of the machine shop at 1775 North Cicero Avenue, but the Illinois Supreme Court reversed the decision because of insufficient evidence. When Wagner's original sentence was reversed, the state's attorney office began the long and arduous task to locate Charles Sparks, manager of the currency exchange. Sparks was found in Seattle, Washington, and flown here to identify Wagner as one of four men who held him up and took $4,600. I'll be sure to include an image of that clipping on the podcast post over at The Retroist. And I think that about wraps up the show. I hope you remember that you can listen to the Retro Radio Memories podcast almost every Sunday over at The Retroist. The podcast is available on iTunes, and if you need to contact me with comments or feedback for the show, you can reach me at vicsage@retroist.com. The music we use at the beginning and ending of our show was provided by Peachy. If you have musical needs, you may contact him by email at peachy@retroist.com. A big thanks to The Retroist is in order, of course. When you need your retro fix, just hop on over to The Retroist at www.retroist.com. Until next time, the Retro Radio Memories Podcast is off the air. This has been a Retroist production. Goodbye, and we hope to see you next time.